Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Danny Zimmer, joined by my
Hannah
favorite
Zimmer.
Daughter.
Hannah Zimmer.
Wouldn't that worked out, didn't it? And this is 92.3, 1620 AM.
Hey, I'm your only daughter.
You're still the best one.
Did y'all work this out beforehand? Because
she's had to suffer with it.
I'm Danny. I'm Hannah.
She's had to suffer with it for 28 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll pray for you.
Yep. But we're joined by Carlos Siracusa, who is the president of Levin Rinky Resort Realty and commercial real estate, too. Carlo, how are you this morning?
I am doing amazing. How are you folks?
Well, we're doing great. It is a great place. I know you came to Northwest Florida and became president of Levin Rinky, and you came from up north, and it's a lot better to be here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's much warmer, that's for sure.
Yep.
We got a little snow, actually. We got a little snow yesterday morning. I'm actually visiting my family here in New Jersey. And we definitely have a white Christmas.
Seems
to be warming up. Yeah,
that's wonderful. And Carlo at Levin Rinky, and we have some of the greatest agents, and I know that we're the biggest and we're the best easily, and a lot of that is because of you and Reese Rinky's leadership, and we really appreciate that. Tell everybody kind of the volume of Levin Rinky real estate here in Northwest Florida.
Yes, for sure. Yes, we definitely have something very special, work with the amazing founders. Robert Rinky founded the company, and Reese Rinky, who's his son, is the co-owner and also operator of the business. And so it's a family business. Very well established within the community, over 30 years. And this year marked our most productive year as a company. We crossed over $1 billion, where we should wrap up the year very close to $1.2 billion in volume of sales, which represents about 2,700 transactions. Putting us on top as being the leading brokerage firm in Pensacola, and that's according to Pensacola Association of Realtors MLS. And
yeah.
So that is, it's quite an accomplishment for
it's,
sure.
It is a fantastic, well-run company with really some fantastic agents, every one, and we're so proud of the commitment that Levin Rinky makes to not only its team, but to the community. We do so much in and around the community. And I know we've gotten you a little introduced to Mardi Gras and the Blue Angels and all sorts of things that Pensacola is really well known for. And it's an easy sell, isn't it, to get people here?
Yeah, super excited about it, actually. And yes, I agree. That's one of the great parts of Levin Rinky is that they're all about giving back to the community and being just an integral part of the culture and the community. So, yes, and I fell in love. It's an easy sell. I totally agree. I'm like, the first time I'd actually visited Pensacola was in April, and I was absolutely in awe. I mean, I could not believe how beautiful the beaches were and, white sands. But even more than that is the people. The people really reflect the beauty of the area. Just the really wonderful people that are just friendly and warm and you hear a cliche of Southern hospitality, but it is truly that. And they've embraced me for sure, and I've fallen in love with the community and the people.
Well, Carlo, how many agents do we have at Levin Rinky?
We have just about 400 agents.
It's great.
With the company, and we're growing. And the reason for our growth, I've been in real estate in the leadership capacity for well over 20 years, and we have just an incredible formula. I've never really experienced, you know, what we have. It's just the culture. Culture trumps everything. The culture is amazing, and it's really because of you know, our philosophy of an agent first company. And we believe if we provide our sales force and our sales associates with the very best tools and the very best value proposition, they in turn have the very best opportunity to provide buyers and sellers with everything they need in order for them to provide a buyer and seller with just the very best experience. So, you know, it sort of goes hand in hand. If we provide our agents with a really unbelievable first-class experience, they in turn can do the same, and it's transferable to the consumer, right, to buyers and sellers in the community.
Well, Carlo, we're really proud to have you lead Northwest Florida's what we think is the best real estate company. And we have about 30 seconds. Carlo, what do you hope to get under your tree tomorrow morning?
Just actually, that's a really good question. I wasn't even ready for it. Look, just being with family is amazing. And, you know, being able to celebrate this amazing holiday with family and friends is really all I'm looking to do. You know, my Christmas gift was early, me being a part of such a really beautiful company and beautiful community is everything. And
well,
you and Hannah are a tremendous part of the team, and so I'm super grateful for both of you. So thank you.
Thank you, Carlo.
Carlo Siracusa, who is the president of Levin Rinke Resort Realty and a really wonderful, great guy. So Merry Christmas, Carlo, and Merry Christmas, Pensacola. I'm Danny Zimmern. Hannah Zimmern is here, and we are sitting in for Andrew, and I believe we have State Representative Michelle Salzman coming back on the air here in just a little bit. She was here yesterday in this very chair. So,
yes.
John, Carlo, thank you. And, John, you can take it away with traffic.
All right. Well, we've got nothing happening right now. Absolutely nothing. No incidents, no delays. Everything is just flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or bird seed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Cappen Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Danny Zimmern.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
And we are sitting in for Andrew McKay. Actually, today and Friday, I guess the Jewish dude needs to do the days around Christmas. But yesterday, State Representative Michelle Salzman was here. John, was it any fun?
Oh, it was a blast. And I played her favorite song for her. What an intro song. For my friend Michelle.
State Representative.
It's amazing.
Florida District 1, because there's only one, Michelle
Number
Salzman.
One.
And Michelle, I was on your show yesterday, so I had to get you back today. It was fun, though, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of good people come in, and I think I kept saying it's mostly entertaining, not much news. But then whenever I was leaving the station, I was like, okay, did we actually cover any news? And we did some serious commentary on the Epstein files. I would say if you didn't listen yesterday and you want to know what's really going on with the Epstein files and how to file a tax return, you should listen to yesterday's show.
Yes, definitely. The podcast is up and it's great tax advice.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I can't wait. I'm going to have to go look at that. We appreciate you being on, and boy, do we appreciate you here in Northwest Florida, House District 1, kind of the tip of the state, and four two-year terms is what state representatives are allowed by code, and you are running, I believe, unopposed for your last two-year term, and you will really get into leadership this coming term. And I know the folks in Tallahassee, because I know you pretty well, they listen to you because you make them listen.
Count to two, Michelle.
And so, Michelle, what I know, it's just so exciting in Northwest Florida, so much fun. I at the Blue Angel Air Show, you introduced me to a fellow who is District 312 or whatever. What is it? He's the farthest away, and y'all are complete opposite ends, right?
District 120, the Florida Keys. Yes, and it's fun because we always stick together. We say we're the glue that holds the state together. We're the bookends, and we have a lot of fun things that we say about it. But Jim Mooney is a good friend of mine, and we've enjoyed working together. It's interesting because there's 120 districts, so 119 out of the 120 times, it's really not supposed to be about you. You're supposed to be working with a bunch of people to get things that you need. So I just spent all of these years working with all of the different members, learning what's important to them. So if I have something that's important to me that also matches what's important to them, then I'll go to them and we'll build a coalition. And that's how I get so much done. I just find other people that want the same thing, and then we go after it together. And there's truth in the fact that there's power in numbers. So, but it's been a lot of fun, 6 years. I was just thinking about it. I have 11 months left of my third term. And of course, like you said, I'm running unopposed. I do welcome competition though. Although my speaker would tell me, stop saying that.
Yeah, stop saying that. Those of us that
have to send money.
Those of us that want to make sure you stay, stop saying that. We would just assume your show of support is that no one is really running against you. And we really appreciate that. And it's well deserved. It's sort of amazing because you do know how to build consensus, and you do know how to talk with people and hear them deep down what it is they're trying to say and what's good. And as an example, you are an Army veteran, and you are so supportive of veterans' affairs, for lack of a better word. And tell everybody about the very, very special center you recently have cut the ribbon on.
Oh, we didn't talk about that yesterday. So breaking news. No, about 3 years ago, when I filed the run for office and I was knocking on doors and everybody knew I was a veteran, all the veterans would say, people always say they're going to help us and nobody ever really does. And I'm like, well, trust me, I know exactly what that feels like as a veteran that came back from service and then couldn't find a job. So I know that pain. I promise you that's going to be a priority. So every year, I filed and ran and passed legislation that assisted veterans in one way or another. And a few years ago, I was asked to go on a tour with the First Lady and the Executive Director of the Florida Veteran Affairs and some others. And we just were touring the state and doing panels and talking about what we could do to help and listening to the people that were in the audience. And one of the places we stopped was this beautiful place. I said, what is this? And they said, it's a resource center Senator Burgess built. And I said, well, what do you do here? And he said, well, we all come together and, service veterans. And I said, oh my gosh, I need one of these in the panhandle. How many of these are there in the state? And Hammer, which is the executive director, said, this is the only one. And I said, we need one in the panhandle. It's the strongest or the most veteran military population in the state. It's the most dense. We should have one. And Hammer said, you absolutely should. And so a few years ago, I started working on it. And I wanted it in Santa Rosa County. It's not about being in my district. It's about serving as many people as you can, about helping the military and veterans. And my, as you said, when you introduced me, I'm at the tip. So I'm the furthest away. So why would I put a resource center the furthest away from any other veteran in the panhandle? So I chose Santa Rosa County. And it took me a few years to get the funding right because I wanted it sustainable. I didn't want to put something up, you know, and then a couple of years later it fall apart. It needs to be something that we can keep going. So I got it situated. Mission Next Center is open through VetCV, which under the leadership of Niels Anderson, and it is rocking and rolling. People come in all the time, all day. Matter of fact, a few weeks ago, I bought a refrigerator and a coffee pot and all the things that you would find if you were to walk into a military office. If you've been in the military, you know what I'm saying, into the office space. You see these things. You know you can get a cup of coffee. You know you can get a bottle of water. That's always there for you. And there's so many people coming and going at the Mission Next Center. I said, you're going to have that. So these guys want to stay. You don't want them coming in and going, why did I walk in here? They need to feel like it's home. So they got that. They installed it. So it's just it's just a really exciting time. They're helping all kinds of people, active duty, veterans, retired family members, and it's all day, every day. I think they're finally closed today because it's Christmas Eve, but it's incredible. We'll be opening more and more across the state as time goes on. But
awesome.
It will definitely be. It'll be my favorite thing I've done, for sure.
Well, that's great. But you've done a lot, Michelle. It is just amazing. And you have basically 3 years left of eight, and we know you're really making a difference. It's just fantastic. And, of course, we have to thank Phil for the support he gives.
Yes, but yes, my husband Phil is an incredible support mechanism. He's always standing behind me, and sometimes he questions me, and then we fight about it. But it's because he wants to give me the truth. You know, sometimes a lot of people, as you know, because you're in leadership in the community, people will tell you what you want to hear because they just want you to like them. But I don't want to hear what I want to hear. I want to hear what you think, so that I can do better. If that's what I want to hear, then that's great. But it can't be a yes, yes, yes. It's got to be sometimes no. So he's a good challenger of Michelle's mindset. A lot of people are also scared to challenge me, the ones that want something from me. So he's a good balance in the whole system of what the Florida, like, what the Florida is Michelle doing now.
Yeah, well, so many people stand behind you, and those are smart people, because every now and then we stand in front of you and you run us over. So, you know, it's good to be behind you because it's safer, much safer. Michelle.
That's so funny, Danny.
Michelle, we so appreciate all you do for the community. It's amazing. Your fingers are in so many and you're able to juggle. I was telling John, I think you sleep 2 or 3 hours a night. I really do believe that. You know, but
that's
we are
true.
So we
yeah,
are so
it's about three.
Yep, we are so, because you get so much done. It's amazing, and how you're able to compartmentalize it all. But what do you hope is under your tree tomorrow morning when you wake up?
I want a new scarf.
A new car or a used car?
Scarf.
Oh,
did
a new
say
scarf.
S-C-A-R-F. No cars. No.
Scarf do you want?
I want it to be pretty, not one of those really thick, made out of knit, but like a cashmere would be nice. So I tell people, a lot of my colleagues, because there's a lot of men where I'm at, they'll come to me and say, hey, Rep, what do you think I should get my wife for Christmas or for birthday or for anniversary? And I always go with a scarf, but I tell them why. Get them a scarf, get them a hat, get them gloves, something
love
that
it.
They can wear, and then give them an experience. So that they wear it during that time. Every time they put it on after that, they'll think of the moments with you.
Michelle
so I
Salzman.
Want memories, I want this cause.
Michelle Salzman, State Rep, Florida, District 1. That's us, Northwest Florida. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank
Merry
you,
Christmas.
Love you.
Love you too.
Fox News, I'm Bianca Lucy. Jersey, at least two people are dead and 20 hurt after a catastrophic explosion at a nursing home in Pennsylvania. Governor Josh Shapiro saying first responders worked for hours to rescue survivors.
Quite literally climbing up ladders, handing individuals in this nursing home to police who were at times carrying two people on their back to safety.
Police believe a gas leak in the basement may have caused the blast. A Delaware State trooper being hailed a hero after being killed in a shootout at a DMV facility.
Delaware State police say that trooper was shot and killed trying to protect the lives of innocent Delawareans. Police say the shooter was also killed by another responding officer with the Newcastle County Police.
That is Fox 29 Philadelphia's Chris O'Connell. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got a little bit of fog still hanging around. It is 62 degrees right now. Of course, we'll get to our full forecast with Channel 3 here in just a few minutes here on your Christmas Eve. Well, despite months of controversy, a drag queen Christmas did go on last night as scheduled at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. Security was visibly tight. There were police officers on scene. They had live camera monitoring and anti-vehicle barricades set up. There were some protests outside of the venue. And in the end, it all wrapped up without any reported incidents. Downtown business owners have until January 2nd now to remove their outdoor seating and furniture from Palafox Street.
Today, I'm going to do some hand delivering of letters today to talk with business owners, make sure they understand that. And that is so we can maintain code compliance and the need for a 6-foot pedestrian pathway during construction project.
That is Pensacola Strategic Project Officer Adrian Walker, and she says the outdoor furniture, including seating tables and planters, all have to be removed by January 2nd. That's so work on the new Palafox project can get underway. The project, which Mayor D.C. Reeves has called transformative for the city's downtown, will see Palafox between Garden and Main completely resurfaced. There'll be new brick paver sidewalks and crosswalks, new intersections and stormwater upgrades. Also, some ADA improvements being made. And during that construction process, about 140 parking spaces near Palafox will be free to offset the loss of on-street parking during the construction process, where the work is expected to take about 6 months. Escambia Fire Rescue adding a seventh red bulb to the Keep the Wreath Green fire wreath following a residential fire on Lucerne Avenue Monday. Firefighters say they arrived to find flames and smoke coming from a bedroom window, and they got the fire under control within about 20 minutes. Nobody was hurt, but that home was deemed a total loss. ECFR determined it was an electrical fire. The fire wreath displays a 5-foot wreath at county and city fire stations. Each red bulb replaces a green one when firefighters respond to a fire with damage. Well, if your holiday plans include a visit to NAS Pensacola, make sure you're checking the base's operational schedule.
NAS Pensacola will be closed to the public for the holidays. Christmas Eve today, Christmas Day tomorrow, and New Year's Day Thursday, January 1st, are days that will be affected. Visitors can still access public areas via the West Gate at the south end of Blue Angel Parkway. To enter the station, you must have either a real ID or a U.S. passport. Chris Bryant, News Radio, 92.3.
And taking a look at our Escambia County office hours, the Escambia County offices, most of them are going to be closed both Christmas and New Year's. Most county departments, of course, today closed, today and tomorrow for Christmas. And then normal operations resume. And this, again, is in most county departments on Friday. The clerk and tax collector's offices have different hours. You can check those on the county website. County offices will also be closed for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And so for all those specific office hours, check the Escambia County website. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and that brings us to John Pickens with a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox them out. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, all looking good right now. Seen some minor delays starting to accumulate in front of Cordova Mall, so just be aware of that, doing that last-minute shopping. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at some fog through the morning. Dense fog advisory through 10 a.m. As you head into your afternoon, partly cloudy skies with a high near 70 degrees. Overnight tonight for your Christmas Eve forecast, temperatures dropping near 56 with the fog rolling back in. For your Christmas forecast tomorrow, we will have mostly sunny skies in the afternoon, high near 70 degrees. Going to be dealing with the fog in the morning, but it should burn off quickly. We'll have some fog again as we go into your Christmas evening with temperatures dropping near 58. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now we've got 63 degrees. It is cloudy, a little bit foggy still. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A federal judge has rejected a challenge by the largest U.S. business lobby group to President Trump's $100,000 fee on new H-1B visas for highly skilled foreign workers. The Chamber of Commerce argues the fee will lead many companies to cut jobs. A senior Trump official says roughly 25,000 people have expressed interest in joining the Trump administration's group of engineers known as Tech Force, as the U.S. government looks to install staff with artificial intelligence expertise in federal roles. The Trump administration will use that list to recruit software and data engineers. Hyundai Motor is recalling more than 51,000 vehicles in the U.S. because a short circuit in non-functioning trailer lights caused by incorrect installation could increase the risk of a fire. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said owners are advised to park outside and away from structures until the repair is complete. Futures are slightly lower. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 73. That's your money now.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This is Natalie Bowers with ECUA, wishing you and your family a wonderful holiday and a happy new year.
Hi, this is Robert from Bamboo Willies, wishing you all happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
This is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and happy new year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Megan with the Boot Store in Locksley and Pensacola, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Hi, this is Howard Seaton, marketing consultant with ADX Communications, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And remember, Santa, it's easier to come through a front door than down a chimney.
Hi, this is Kevin King, operations manager here at Kent Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5. I hope you have a warm and safe Christmas time. Thank you for your support of our radio stations in 2025, and I hope you have a great 2026.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Danny Zimmern, joined by
Hannah Zimmern.
And we are sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's celebrating Christmas somewhere. So Merry Christmas, Andrew. And to all of everyone that's listening, Merry Christmas. And we are just trying to bring a bunch of great information out to the community in our days today and on Friday. And we're joined by David Stafford, former supervisor of elections, but now city administrator with the city of Pensacola. Good morning, David. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Danny. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, we're doing fine. It's a little early, but David, I sure do hope you didn't take this job as city administrator and think it was going to be boring.
You know, I was thinking it was going to be, 10 to 3, 3 days a week. No, it's been wonderful. You know, it's a little different than my last job. I mean, government work is local government work is rewarding, and you know, it's the government that's closest to the people. I used to, when I was supervisor of elections, particularly when I go into schools, and we would talk a little bit about how participation levels changed as it related to each election. In other words, you know, usually primary elections, even big ones, got max about 50 to 60% turnout, whereas, you know, big general elections got 70, 80% turnout. And my argument, when in some, of course, some of your local elections would even have, you know, 20, 30% turnout. But I would argue that those elections, the ones for, you know, county commission and city council and mayor and ECUA, school board, those are the ones that are closest to the people, the ones that can arguably affect your daily life more so than whoever's sitting behind the desk at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So anyway, I say all that to say it's rewarding work. It's a lot of work, but it's the 900 people that close to 900 people that go to work every day. The ones you don't see, the ones that aren't, you know, in front of the cameras at a press conference or talking to you on the radio, they're the ones that, you know, make everything work. The ones that are, you know, working already today, the ones that are in the sanitation trucks picking up, you know, garbage and recycling, and the folks that are making sure our facilities and parks and are clean and functioning, and all the rest of the good stuff, the good folks at the port and the international airport, the ones that make sure you can have the gas turned on in your home. So
it's a lot.
You can cook those wonderful holiday meals. So it's great work. It's fun working for DC. You know him well, and know he's an energetic, smart, and driven guy that's got a great vision. And to be part of that, it's been fun.
Well, and it really is interesting because decisions made on the seventh floor at City Hall touch everybody around here versus Tallahassee or Washington, as you point out. And there's, so change is always fun and change is always opportunity and there's always challenges, but you do have some fantastic folks on staff at City. And I know, for example, safety is a non-negotiable issue for the mayor's office, and Pensacola Police Department is so well run, and we've narrowed, I guess, down to three police chief candidates. And so I know there's big decisions to make, and I know everybody's gonna really, really do it well there at City Hall. I think the mayor is coming on with us in just a little bit, and so
yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, David, we're so as a lifelong Pensacolian and your family here in the community, and we know Pensacola means a lot to you. We also know you have a good serve and a fairly good backhand in tennis, because you and I are blessed to play a little bit of doubles together in the old man's tennis league, which we have fun with, by the way.
We do. Is your back recovered from carrying me all season?
it was nothing like that, dude. You're the best. You're the best, and you're so good. You're so good for the city of Pensacola, and of course, your lovely wife at Creative Learning Academy, the director there, and it is an important piece of Northwest Florida as well, Kim. So we're just proud to have the Staffords involved in and around us all the time. What are you hoping is under the tree tomorrow morning for you, David?
I was going to say maybe some tennis lessons or some golf lessons, so I can contemplate and get back into the superstars business after sitting out a couple of years. But maybe some drumsticks so I can have a get ready for our New Year's Eve gig.
I love that.
No, we already got my present. My two boys are grown and have flown the coop and have started their professional lives. They're both back in town, so that was the biggest gift, having them home, and we'll have them home for a couple more days and to spend time with family and friends. I lost my father in July this year, so it's a little transitional. You know, my first Christmas without my father. We lost my mother a couple of years ago, so you know, holiday times are always a time for reflection and want to reflect on the past and look forward to the future and just spend time with family and friends, and so look forward to doing that.
Great, we are thrilled to have you as a part of leadership of the city of Pensacola. We're in good hands, and David Stafford, best of luck. We're all rooting for you because we're going to continue to grow and lots of change, and you're handling it. You're the guy. So thank you so much, David, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, you guys. Y'all have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Back at you. Thank you. All right, David Stafford, city administrator and the guy in charge of the city now, listening to the mayor's staff. So, John, any traffic going on out there?
Well, good news, there's not any.
Perfect.
Nor delays, my friend.
There's a Christmas present.
I know, that's a huge early Christmas present. Nothing to slow you down this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hark! The herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Hi, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. During this beautiful time of year, let us not forget to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. What a wonderful gift we have all been given. From our family to yours, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy and blessed New Year.
Open enrollment is here, and this year you can enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840. Again, that's 850-477-5840. And make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BVA Florida Blue.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Looking to test drive a Honda Odyssey. We thought that was the car we wanted to buy. We weren't sure, and we always try to get a sense of what we're going to buy before we buy it. That way we're not pressured at the time to figure out which one to buy and also, you know, actually finding the one. So we went test driving, and we couldn't find one. It was just not available. The model had changed with a new generation. The pre-owned certifieds were either purchased before you could actually drive them or they weren't able to be driven. And it was just an incredible problem for us. So we were searching to find a test drive. We found it at Frontier Motors. We weren't ready to buy a car. It was going to be 6 months. No big deal. But they had one, so we drove it. It was the color we liked. It was the trim level we wanted. And it was a great car with about 12 or 13,000 miles and a year old. We loved it. And we test drove it. And we're getting ready to leave. And they're like, well, do you want to look at a price? And I said, well, not wanting to be rude. Okay. And they showed me the price, and I thought, well, that's good. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. And I said, can you give us the day to think about it? And they said, yes. And I said, can you come down a little bit more the next day? And they said, yes. And I said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. And that was it. It was that easy to buy a great value, excellent car, exactly the thing we've been looking for. And we were really only looking to test drive it, but because they were so easy to work with, we went ahead and bought it. You can have that same kind of experience. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Well, how about this for a little bumper music? Now we're starting to get ready for Mardi Gras, aren't we?
That's the point.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm Danny Zimmern.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
And together, we're sitting in for Andrew McKay today and Friday. Hannah, are you going to come Friday?
Of course.
Perfect.
You going to let her off work?
Well, she's got to talk to the real boss. That'd be Tanya.
Oh, okay.
For
got
sure.
Got that right.
But Mardi Gras is coming up. We're kicking off Pensacola's Mardi Gras on Saturday, January the 3rd, and we're excited about that. We'll have 35 or so floats in the street. We'll start inside Civil Quarter around 6 or 6:30, and a royal processional of elected officials, you know, which will include the mayor, by the way, elected officials who represent us Northwest Floridians will kick off Mardi Gras by blessing the fleet of floats and the crews and our community, frankly. Patrick LaPointe, Father LaPointe will be there to do the actual blessings, and we will make our way around those 35 or so floats and end up on the steps of our tail gallery at Government and Palafox, where we'll have the community king cake provided by Jay's Pastry Shop. which we're very excited. They gave us a sample. It's good, isn't it?
It's really good.
Yeah,
oh,
people
my gosh.
Are gonna love
and
that.
They have different kinds, and it's just the right kind of like sugar. Oh, it's so good.
And we'll have enough for everybody to have a taste for sure, free. Of
free.
Course, and crew royalty will be there. Probably 50 or so crews makes about 100 crew royalty that'll be there, and those elected officials and all. And then Mardi Gras will kick off officially, and then on Monday, the 5th of January, Reimagined Palafox begins as Palafox closes down to be reimagined. A really, you know, once in our lifetime kind of a change to our really one of our most special streets. We're very excited about that and the growth that's happening. But because Palafox is closing, we want to make sure that those downtown Palafox businesses stay strong. And so the Mardi Gras community is going to have second line processions every Tuesday night on the sidewalks in a big loop around Palafox while construction's going on. And it'll be fun to watch and fun to monitor. And we hope everybody calls your favorite downtown place and says, we're bringing our crew and, you know, hold us a bunch of seats and whatever. And we could support those folks during this time. It'll really be a fantastic time. We have 6 Tuesdays, so 4 in January and 2 in February, that we're going to do that every Tuesday during this season, except for Fat Tuesday when we'll be inside of Seville Quarter.
But we're gonna start those second lines around 5:30, so it's really the perfect time to come down, get yourself situated for a bite to eat, have some dinner, step outside, check out the second line as it passes, join in if you want, join us at the starting location. This whole thing is just super fluid, and the whole point is just to get everybody out having fun. And so take advantage of it. Have a great dinner. Bring your family, bring your friends, get together. Watch the fun, join in. It's perfect.
Yep, it really is. And those second lines will be every Tuesday night. And we'll have information about that on our website, PensacolaMardiGras.com, and we'll get it out to the media. But boy, it's caught fire. People are excited about it. I think we have, give or take, about 20 crews. How many crews have committed to participate in the all combined?
I think all combined, it's close to 15 or 20. It's right in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to be.
And that's just, you know, the official crews that have signed up. We're hoping people are going to come down and join, and it's going to, you know, be even bigger. You know, we've got crews set up to kind of lead and follow along with the band and get us started. And we hope that everybody else will still come and join in the processional. I mean, it's the bigger and more people, it's more fun, it's better, and it just gets us all in the spirit.
Yep. And we can count now about 110 crews in and around Northwest Florida, Mardi Gras crews. So it's a big, big, big community who really wants to support Palafox and support downtown. And Mardi Gras has become really important to Northwest Florida. It's our 25th year of doing that. We started when you were 3. This is now you get to actually experience it from the other side a little bit. And I think you're kind of enjoying it. But
I love it.
But the Mardi Gras Mambo in the Pensacola Bay Center is Thursday, the 12th of February, kicking off the big weekend. Yep. And we are excited about that party.
Oh, boy, are we. I mean, I think it's easily going to be the biggest Mardi Gras party Pensacola has ever seen. We like to say that the parade lineup is a huge party and is so much fun for everybody. But there's just no way this is going to be the biggest party Pensacola's seen for Mardi Gras. No doubt about it.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, that's got to be fun.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. He's going to get us going. We're going to have the Ying Yang Twins joining us as well. We're going to have our headliner, Waka Flocka Flame. He's going to be putting on a fantastic show. And then, of course, all throughout the night, we are going to have tons and tons of Mardi Gras all woven in there. We're going to have a Mardi Gras party with some fantastic performances. It's going to be amazing. We've got some tables on sale, and we've got...
They're almost gone, aren't they?
They are almost gone. They flew out like crazy. And all tickets are available on Ticketmaster.com or at the box office at the Bay Center.
Yeah, where you save a bunch of fees if you go to the box office.
That is true.
So you can go Ticketmaster, buy there, or if that's fine. Give those as holiday presents because tomorrow is Christmas.
I don't know if everybody knew that. but it is, in fact, Christmas.
Well,
and we do have wonderful stocking stuffers. Get your tickets for Mambo.
Yeah,
shameless
but it's
plug.
Until they're gone.
That's right. And it's just fantastic. We've got seats, GA seats up at the top. We've got some seats in the bowl. And then, of course, we have a VIP party pit on the floor, along with some tables and some riser seats.
About 50 tables. And there's just two or three left, as far as I could tell. Maybe five, something like that.
It's going great. So
and those crews are buying tables, so they have a place to land. And we'll get some identification for those tables. They may decorate those tables. We're going to
let
them.
They will.
And so we're excited about that.
They're going to have a little competition. For those of you that have been with us this morning, you know that those crews love their competition. So we are excited to have that opportunity brought back. And we're going to give out some awards for it at our Fat Tuesday celebration on February 17th.
Inside of Seville Quarter. That's going to be great. Mardi Gras, this is our 25th year of doing it, as we said. And we really try to push and do a little something new every year. And it has just really worked out. It's been great. Several years ago, the Tourist Development Council of Escambia County and the Board of County Commissioners of Escambia County were smart enough to give us a grant to help us market Mardi Gras across the region and the country, which we've been able to do, and we get a lot of attention. And so both of those organizations are fantastic partners with us, and Mardi Gras has exploded. But the city of Pensacola has been supportive since the beginning with barricades and police and at one point our mayor figured out he had staff do the math, and it turns out to be give or take about $50,000 worth of police and traffic and barricade control that they provide.
And we could not do it without it. We just couldn't. And we have some incredible partners with the community, the city, and all of those things, the police department, all fire department. I mean, really, it's just we're surrounded by wonderful people who want to help and do good things for the community and help us do good things for the community. What more can you ask for?
Yeah, everybody comes together under the umbrella of Mardi Gras. You get to get with a group of people that you all have the same interest in and get along with each other in theory, and you form a crew and you get to do all that under the umbrella of Mardi Gras.
We have a quick question from a listener that says, question, why is Mardi Gras in January?
Well, Mardi Gras traditionally kicks off on the 12th night of Christmas, January the 6th, and that's the King Cake official day. This year, that's on a Tuesday. It's kind of hard to have a huge party in Pensacola on a Tuesday, so we move it to the Saturday, and we call it the kickoff as opposed to the 12th night celebration. But in other places, it's the 12th night. But this year, on the 12th night, January 6th, we're going to have a second line on Palafox and kind of do both this year. So we sort of got lucky.
We did. And Mardi Gras, typically it runs from that 12th night of Christmas and it runs all the way through to Lent. So the idea of that Fat Tuesday, it comes traditionally from the idea of kind of your last hurrah before Lent starts.
Ash Wednesday.
Yep. So it's kind of a fun let loose. So because of that, the date tends to move around. So last year, Mardi Gras season went until March 4th, and this year it's much, much shorter, and it ends on February 17th. Next year it's even shorter. I believe it ends on like the 9th next year.
The shortest
year.
It ever is.
Yeah.
And when we can identify 40 to 50 balls that are in the community, there's just so many Fridays and Saturday nights to do that, and that's a part of Mambo moving to a Thursday so we could all be together and kick off that big weekend. We studied the big weekend last year, and 11,000 hotel nights and $25 million or so in spending just on the weekend. And as we talked about, the airport set a record for the week last year coming from Mardi Gras. So what we're doing is working. We're very excited. And Pensacola Mardi Gras kicks off Saturday, January the 3rd. Everything is available, information and applications to everything, at our website, PensacolaMardiGras.com. So Merry Christmas, everybody. We have an hour left. We hope you'll stand by. I'm Danny Zimmern.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
And we'll be right back.